Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Deputies from Sheriff's Office, the County Drug Task Force, the Federal DEA, Fortuna Police, and the U.S. Marshals served a search warrant at a residence in the 400 block of Francisco Way in Fortuna yesterday morning, seizing 52 marijuana plants. The warrant came about after complaints from neighbors. Although no arrests were made at the scene, officers contacted two adult females as well as three juveniles during their investigation. The case will be referred to the DA's office for further action. Yesterday was truly a busy day for law enforcement fighting drugs. Here's reporter Dan Squire with another story.
Sheriff's deputies and members of the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at several properties on Shively Flat Road. Officers found more than 600 growing plants, firearms, and evidence consistent with drug sales activity. Three people were arrested, 65-year-old Jack E. Jones and 45-year-old Jack A. Jones, both of Shively, along with 51-year-old Malcolm Dollarhide of Rio Dell. The Joneses were arrested for cultivation and possession, along with being armed while in the commission of a felony and booked into county jail. Dollarhide was charged with cultivation and possession and released at the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office.
Fire crews are battling yet another wildfire, this one named the Happy Fire, north of Mad River and east of Route 1, where it intersects with Highway 36. A hotshot crew has been called in along with heavy equipment and helicopters to battle the fire. It's burning in stands of white fir with heavy underbrush. Fire crews are also battling the Stafford Fire, burning near Hayfork as well. For the past 6 weeks, KINS News has turned its focus to disaster preparedness and fire safety, issues of importance to all residents of the North Coast threatened by earthquakes and wildfires. Humboldt State University is concerned about disaster preparedness as well, and the school will conduct preparedness classes throughout the month of September, because September is National Disaster Preparedness Month. The classes will focus on the tasks of members of the Community Emergency Response Team, how to prepare a disaster kit, food safety, earthquake preparedness, and a class for business owners on how to best respond during and after a natural disaster. For more information on the classes, check the HSU website. Caltrans announced yesterday that an informal public open house for a Route 101 safety project in Arcata will be held next Thursday. From 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., it will be at the Arcata City Council Chambers on F Street. The safety project would install a cable barrier in the highway median from the 11th Street overcrossing to the Arcata Overhead Bridge on Route 101. The project goal is to reduce the potential for cross-median collisions. The barriers are designed to deflect vehicles and may travel into the median and are constructed of metal poles with metal cables. The meeting is for informational purposes. There will be no formal presentation. Members of the community will have the opportunity to view displays and ask questions of the Caltrans staff. We will have more KINS News after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
There will be a debate between the two candidates vying for the City of Eureka's 2nd Ward City Council seat. Incumbent Linda Atkins and challenger Joe Bonino have both agreed to take part in the debate. It will be held at Eureka High School Wednesday, September 12th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The debate will be moderated and will be televised live on Cable Access Channel 11 directly from the Community Media Center at Eureka High. More election news, as the County Clerk's Office has announced that those who wish to receive a sample ballot ahead of the November election but don't want a hard copy mailed to their physical address can now opt to get their ballot online. A state law passed in January of 2011 allows voters to opt out of receiving the sample ballot through the mail, and to do that, you need to go to the County Elections page and follow the directions. If you opt out before September 13th, you'll get no paper sample ballot, and voters will be able to view their sample ballots online at least 30 days before the November 6th election. With the KINS essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.